Now, he has an interesting way of paying it here, because he sends Peter to go to the sea and cast a hook. And he basically tells him the first fish that you catch, when you open its mouth, you're going to find a coin in its mouth, and that's going to be the amount that you need to pay for both me and you. Both of our taxes are going to be covered with one coin. Okay, those were the good old days. So you say, well, maybe it's a gold coin. A gold coin couldn't even cover my taxes or yours, most likely, right? Because, you know, what's the price of gold? $1,500, $1,400. Well, most people are paying more than that per year, but much more than that, usually, if you include FICA and everything else. But anyway, this is symbolic because of the fact that fishing in the Bible represents evangelism. Because if you remember when Jesus calls his disciples, they're fishing, and he says, come with me, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And so fishing in the Bible is an analogy for winning people to Christ. And so when he sends them and says, you know, go cast a hook into the sea, the fish that first cometh up, when thou hast opened his mouth, you'll find the money. You know, fish, they swallow all kinds of junk, right? Have you seen these ads or documentaries to make you feel sad about the dolphins and the tunas, and they get caught in those little six-pack, you know, those little plastic things that hold a six-pack together? You know, and they get stuck in that thing, and they're swallowing all kinds of trash and junk, and they cut open a fish, and it's filled with, like, metal junk and plastic and everything like that. You know, well, guess what? Even back then, fish were getting stuck in things and eating weird junk, you know, because it swallowed a metal coin. But obviously, God worked this out. It's a miracle that Jesus could just predict, hey, you're going to go down there, you're going to cast a hook. The very first fish that you catch is going to be filled with junk, and it's going to be the right junk. It's going to be money to pay both of our taxes, okay? Now, the picture here is that if we go out and do the work of the Lord, which is the spiritual fishing, the soul winning, God's going to provide our needs. Amen. That's what we see. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And what are all the things in the context? Food and clothing, and our physical material needs, our daily bread, our food, our clothes. God says if you seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things will be added unto you. So the picture here is that Peter, by doing the work of God, because obviously he's just throwing a hook in the water, but the picture is soul winning. You know, you go out, you serve the Lord, you win souls to Christ, and God provides your material, financial needs. So a lot of people think, hey, I got to put church on the back burner. I got to put soul winning on the back burner because I got bills to pay and I need to get out there and work. But here's the thing. There are 168 hours in the week. Plenty of time to make money in those 168 hours. And you know what? You ought to be able to carve out some time to read your Bible, to pray, to go to church, and specifically to get out soul winning. You know, to get out soul winning every single week, knock doors, preach the gospel to the lost, and you know what? You'll notice that God's going to bless you for doing that because you're doing his work, and he'll take care of you in the process.